Okay, so firstly, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you.
No worries, thanks for having me.
So I just wanted to ask you how you are, actually. You must be missing the buzz of performing live at the moment.
Yeah, I am. I miss my job. I miss the people that I work with. I miss the show that I was in before lockdown began. You know, now, unfortunately, that show has closed. So we will not be going back in the West End, which is devastating. But I'm doing okay. I'm keeping busy. I teach all day long. So I'm, you know, chatting with lots of like-minded people and we're working and being creative. So that's great.
Oh, that's so nice. And actually, you recently did a solo gig, didn't you, at a theatre in the West End? And you're, that's going to be recorded as an album. How's that going?
Yeah, I mean, we recorded the show for the album. It's a live album. And it got completed yesterday. So it's actually, it is now ready to go, which is uber exciting. It was, honestly, it was the best night of my life. It was unbelievable.
Oh, amazing. I mean, look, it is really sad about kind of the West End, but what was it like playing Jenna in Waitress? I mean, you were absolutely incredible.
Oh, thank you very much. It was an honour. It really was. I knew that I was doing the role for quite some time before I actually went in. So I had a lot of time to get to know Jenna and get to know characters like her and where she was from and the kind of world she lives in. And I really, really fell in love with her and what she does and her message and her her flaws are so real. It was just such a wonderful, wonderful role to play. And oh my God, that music to sing is just something else.
I know, she has some absolute belters.
Oh yeah.
What's your favourite song?
You know, it would change every day. Now that I'm not in the theatre, I can't choose one. I just can't. But it would change every night. Someone would say to me after the show, what was your favourite tonight? And it would be Everything Changes or What Baking Can Do or Take It From an Old Man, which I don't even sing in. You know, it would really change every day.
Yeah, and I can imagine that it really does depend on the audience as well, because some people will react completely different to different sections.
Oh, yeah, big time, big time.
So before you were doing Waitress, you were doing a lot of touring. I actually saw you in Rent at the St. James Theatre years and years ago, and you played Maureen, and my favourite song is Take Me or Leave Me. But how did you find touring? Like, how different is it to being on the West End?
Well, touring is a different beast. It's you have to look after yourself to a different level, to a different degree. It's imperative that you, even though you're not sleeping in your own bed every night and you're not with your family and you're not in your home and you're not, you know, 10 minutes away on the tube from your theatre or whatever, you have to look after yourself even more because of that. You just have so many more anomalies to deal with. It's like, are you going to have a noisy neighbour in the accommodation that you're staying in? Are you going to have some sort of reaction, like allergic reaction to anything that they use in the place that you're staying in? It just throws in, I sound so petty, but when you're singing and you have to be healthy, and not just healthy, but like tip-top health with a clear and fresh voice every morning, these things really make a huge difference. So you just have to kind of click into a different way of living for a whilst you're on the road.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's that whole other level of self-care that's needed. And then also you want to do an amazing performance every single night when you're kind of on tour. But Rent was brilliant. And Maureen's a great character. I think it's one of those characters that I just always remember.
Yeah, no, Maureen's amazing. Sorry, can you hear my dogs barking?
Yeah!
Sorry, 1 second. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't worry. We've got 2 weeks until we pick up our puppy. So I'm getting so excited. Do not worry about the dogs.
Bless.
Yeah, so touring obviously is a completely different beast, but did you ever have a favorite role that you've done?
I've been really lucky. My dream roles were Molly in Ghost, Elle in Legally Blonde, Elle Woods, and then became Jenna in Waitress. So I've actually done quite a few of my kind of bucket list roles, which I'm so grateful for. So I couldn't really choose between them, although my heart, I think my heart will forever be broken for Jenna, because it's just such an emotional roller coaster that you go on. But the same with Molly and Ghost. I did that for 8 months and that was just amazing. We did that in China. We toured around Asia and China and other parts of Asia. And then Legally Blonde, especially at Curve, Legally Blonde, the actual production and the direction and the costume and the people and everything was just incredible. The when I did the tour of Legally Blonde, it was a slightly different production. And don't get me wrong, it was still great. And everyone in it, I literally have a huge amount of love for every single person that was on that tour. But yeah, it's just slightly different when you're doing a different version of a show, especially on the road. You know, you get tired and you pick holes in yourself and what you're doing and things. So, yeah, I can't really choose between all of them. I've been really, really lucky.
Legally Blonde's such an energetic show and Elle's such an incredible character. You must have been exhausted.
Yeah, I was also really slim. I was like the fittest I've ever been.
Oh, bless you. And then I was wondering, so obviously you've done a lot of touring and things like that, but I'd quickly like to touch on the Eurovision. How was that experience for you? Because that's a completely different dynamic to kind of some of the other stuff that you've done.
Yeah, it was definitely a trip. It was something else for me. You know, I've never been a huge Eurovision fan before or anything. I am now. It was an incredible experience. I used to watch it growing up and I knew the music from it and I've like kind of always been aware of it. And I remember watching it when I was a kid, like on my little, like, you know, those like big fat TVs that had a video on the bottom of them. I had one of those. And I remember watching that TV with Eurovision, like year in, year out, my friends would come, we'd have a sleepover. But I was never like an avid fan. But now, as soon as it all starts to happen, I watch it, I listen to it. It's such an incredible operation. And it was something else to be a part of. It was quite overwhelming, if I'm honest. I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
I remember the times when Terry Wogan used to do all the voiceovers for it and I just always was laughing. Yeah, it was a brilliant song and what a great experience to have. So linked to that, obviously, you were on The X Factor years and years ago and I've got a listener's question. Laura has asked whether you had a favourite judge when you were on The X Factor.
Oh, I did. Hands down, Dani Minogue. She was, not only was she my mentor, so I spent more time with her anyway, but she was just fantastic and she's still a mentor now. She's a friend. She's just wonderful. Nothing against the other judges. I just didn't get to know them anywhere near as well. And weirdly, when I was at the Eurovision final, Louis Walsh was there.
Oh, wow.
It was really random. He kind of came running up to me backstage and I was like, what the hell are you doing here? Like, this is so random. I'm in the middle of Ukraine, like in this crazy, crazy festival type vibe. And here's Louis Walsh. I was like, am I? Hi, what's happening here? I wasn't. He was really there, my own little leprechaun. But yeah, he's great. And Simon's lovely as well. I didn't really get to know Cheryl at all. But that doesn't mean that she's not great. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's always one of those questions. Everyone's got a different favourite, haven't they? But how do you feel like that experience set you up kind of for the career that you've had since then?
Oh, I absolutely credit X Factor with where I am now. I have no idea where I'd be without it. I wanted to go to musical theatre college. I auditioned at many, many, many theatre colleges and I didn't get in anywhere. So it was, I was in a little bit of a, like, what do I do, rock and hard place kind of place. So I was going to just take a gap year and X Factor came along and I'd auditioned for it before and hadn't got anywhere. So I thought, I'll just go. It's like, what is it? A day, like really, I've got nothing to do now. I might as well. So I went along, and it happened to go well, and we got through to the finals. And yeah, it was, I absolutely credit meeting my agent to the management company that I had after X Factor. And I wouldn't have had that without X Factor. And I'm still with that agent now. Like he's been my agent for 10 years.
Is that, who I've been speaking to, Gavin?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he's the best. He's extraordinarily lucky to have him.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, so I was thinking, for any listeners that are kind of tuned in at the moment, have you got any tips for them if they'd like to get into musical theatre? Is there anything that they could be doing at home, especially in lockdown, or just generally to kind of get their portfolio going?
Yeah, I mean, Gem, my top tip is learn everything you possibly can, read everything you can, watch plays, watch movies, learn about people who have careers that you'd love to emulate. Like when you see someone play a role that you think was absolutely amazing, learn about them. Where do they go to school? What kind of life do they lead? How do they learn to do what they do? You know, there's just, as an actor, we have to be completely able to empathize completely with people so that we can become them. And that's the characters that we play. And we can't do that if we don't know about people. So reading plays, watching movies, musicals, plays, whatever you can. Especially at the minute, we have no excuse. The National Theatre, lots of other companies are putting on their musicals and plays on online or on the telly. Look at them, watch them. Even if you think it's not for you, you will learn something. And honestly, knowledge is absolutely power in this world, in this industry.
Yeah, that's a really nice tip, actually, because I think people always aspire to be a certain way and then think, well, I'm not good enough, or I could never get there. But you just won't know unless you kind of try and do your research and things like that.
Yeah.
So I know we touched on characters that you have played in the past. Do you have a dream character that you'd like to play in a future musical?
I have a few dream roles. I'll let you know about them if I get them.
Amazing. Yeah. Keep them close to your chest.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an amazing industry that we work in, and it's constantly evolving. And there's, you know, there's more and more wonderful things every day to look at and read and sing and be a part of. So it kind of always evolves, but there are a few staples that I would love to be a part of and to have a go at, you know, my version of X, Y, and Z. But yeah, like I said, if I ever do them, you'll know.
Okay. We'll park that question. Do you have a daily ritual that you do aside from kind of singing that makes you happy and kind of puts you in a good positive space?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of related to singing and music and everything that I do, but I wake up in the morning and before I look at my phone or anything, I always do what's called a stretch and release routine that my singing teacher gave me. And it's kind of to start the day, you know, relaxing and stretching those muscles that we use to sing. But I find it so soothing and kind of therapeutic to do anyway, because it comes with like nice, slow, deep breaths. And that's like how I start my day. And I love a routine. I like to get up, work out, have a shower, and then have my schedule for the day kind of laid out in front of me. I'm finding that really helps in this lockdown situation. I've got into running as well during lockdown, which is like unheard of for me. All of my friends are like, what is going on with me? But I'm up to kind of half an hour running without stopping, which for me is insane. Like I couldn't do 3 minutes before lockdown, let alone 30.
I was going to say, I've tried the couch. Is it Couch to 5K? And I just really struggle.
That's what I did. I did that app in this time, and it's really been a bit of a godsend, if I'm honest, and it's really helped me. I've used that running as like mind clearing time for the day, and put on a podcast or music or whatever I'm fancying, and off I go, and it's great.
Oh yeah, I love that. It's so important to have a routine, especially in lockdown. It's such a strange time, and I really hope you get back to the theatre really soon. And I think musicals are helping all of us get through lockdown. I keep watching them.
Good, and so you should. I think everyone should be. I keep moving the table. If I have a glass of wine of an evening, I move the table and I dance afterwards. I'm just like, I'm doing what makes me feel happy as much as I can. And yeah, we have our ups and downs, but all we can do is try, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if we close off there, do you have anything, one thing you'd like to say to listeners if they're at home, if they're kind of feeling a little bit lost at the moment during lockdown? Have you got any advice for them?
Yeah, I would say try something new. For me, it was running. I've never been a runner. I used to sprint when I was in school. So 200 meters was about as far as I could go. And that's honestly the God's honest truth. I could not run. I did one park run at some point last year, and I thought I was going to die for about a week afterwards. But now 5K to me doesn't seem daunting. I feel amazing after it. I've lost weight. I've toned up. I feel good. So I would absolutely recommend, not running, but try something new. Try a form of exercise or a new hobby, or start reading something that you think is going to be completely different to anything you ever read before. Just try something new. That we're kind of blessed with this time. If we're healthy, we're blessed with free time, and we should really be making the most of that, I think.
Yeah, that's a really nice way to close the show. Thank you so much for giving me some time this morning. It's been great chatting to you.
Thanks for having me. You're very welcome.